From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A volcano on the Indonesian tourist island of Bali sent plumes of smoke and steam thousands of meters into the air Sunday for the third day in a week, triggering flight disruptions and leaving thousands of tourists stranded. Indonesian and regional authorities heightened flight warnings around Bali's Mount Agung on Sunday as the volcano's eruption sent a plume of ash and steam more than 6,000 meters into the skies. The airport on neighboring Lombok Island was closed, but Bali's main airport remained open. However, flight cancellations stranded about 7,000 domestic and international passengers. There was a deadly explosion Sunday in the port city of Ningbo in eastern China. The explosion killed at least two people and injured dozens more. It brought down buildings, shattered windows, and knocked holes in walls of buildings a kilometer away. Some state media accounts said it was a factory building that exploded. Other reports said it was an area scheduled either for demolition or that had already been demolished. Pope Francis is to arrive in Myanmar Monday in an effort to draw global attention to the Rohingya refugee crisis. The leader of the Roman Catholic Church is to visit Bangladesh on Thursday. His schedule does not include a visit to a refugee camp, but he is expected to meet with a small group of Rohingya in Dhaka, the Bangladeshi capital. About 600,000 people have fled to Myanmar for neighboring Bangladesh, which is now undergoing a crisis as it seeks to accommodate the refugees. This is VOA News.